This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Good Shepherd in for JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Number to join the busy program, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Thank you again to Brian Diardo of CBSSports.com for joining us to break down the NFL. We are in the top of the fourth inning. The score remains 0-0. This is certainly a pitching duel, a lot different than what we saw from the Dodgers in their first four games of this series. So it's good to see this go down to the wire, at least for the first four innings. You certainly expect the Dodgers to prevail after an incredibly disappointing game three in which they gave up 8 unanswered runs. Clayton Kershaw doesn't help when he's having the kind of eighth inning that he had in game number three. I don't think Clayton Kershaw is going to be doing any relief pitching anytime soon. The reality is his postseason demons continue to get the better of him, not bring out the better in him. So that is certainly something to keep in mind. Someone who dealt with their fair share of postseason demons and playoff baggage was Aaron Judge. Make no mistake about it. He was hearing the rumblings and the murmurs from the Yankees faithful that he had these great regular season numbers and performances, but he could not carry that over to the postseason. And sometimes when you lose, there's still a lot of good to take away from those losses. And that is not an exception with what happened with the performance of Aaron Judge. Now, yes, it is disappointing from the Yankees' perspective that you have 27 World Series titles. You are the winningest team in the history of North American professional sports by a mile, and you have not had a World Series win in the last 16 seasons. But the good news is your highest paid player, the face of your franchise, doesn't get blown away and overshadowed by the moment. He embraces it. He steps into it and exceeds expectations. And you couldn't say that about Aaron Judge the last 5 postseasons. He was absolutely incredible, not just against the Red Sox, but against the Blue Jays. Every single playoff run he had this decade prior to 2025, he never batted over 250. He batted over 500 in these 6 playoff games, both against the Red Sox and against the Blue Jays. And as you are aware, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays happened to play in the same division. So it wasn't like Judge was sneaking up on anybody. These were the teams he saw most during the regular season, and he was still basically a guy that could not get out. And when it looked like the Yankees were about to get swept in game number three, it was Aaron Judge, Captain Clutch, to the rescue with that incredible signature home run moment that we have been wanting for forever from Aaron Judge. He's able to hit it off the foul pole. I think it still should be called the fair pole. Three-run home run, tying it up at six. The Yankees never looked back. And it's always nice when the baseball gods are looking down on the Bronx. The game was over with that particular swing. And look, game three, he wasn't just the best hitter on the field. I mean, you saw the complete player. You saw him make incredible diving catches. You saw him make catches, go to his knees, and be able to throw from right field all the way to second base with like it was just on a rope. Like, that's the kind of complete player that Aaron Judge is. He doesn't get nearly enough credit for what he does with the glove. And this wasn't just in a playoff game. This was in a do-or-die game. This was in an elimination game. And even in game number four, he was still able to get on 3 of 5 times at the plate. You saw him locked in throughout. He had multiple hits. And even that first out that he committed, that only happened because the infield just happened to be taking 2 steps back and they were playing shallow outfield. That's the only reason why he didn't go 3 of 4 in game number four. And to tell you what kind of performance he had against Toronto, Yankees batters 1 through 8 in game number four, not named Aaron Judge, went 1 of 22 at the plate. Judge was 500, which just tells you how respectable he was in getting this game to a 3-run deficit. Again, you had batters 1 through 8, not named Aaron Judge, go 1 of 22 at the plate, and it was only a 3-run game. And that is because of what Judge means to the Yankees. And what I also respect greatly about him is no matter what he produces results-wise, no matter what kind of performance he has, good, bad, neutral, don't matter, he's the exact same way after a win as he is after a loss. Now, game number three was an instant classic. I just want you to hear the tone and the swag and the confidence of Aaron Judge after a game three win. Then, Botcher, I want you to play Aaron Judge after game number four if losing gets old and if he has an issue with the Blue Jays celebrating the way they did at Yankee Stadium. And what you will notice is the tone and the temperament never sways. Take a listen.
We just got to keep playing our game. Just it's going to be a battle. They're going to be coming out fighting and clawing just like we are. Just stay focused on one thing. It's just, try to win every pitch. That's it.
Every year is different, just based on how it goes. But I think the feeling's still the same of you didn't win. So it's not what you want. They beat you. It's just showing respect, just not happy about it. You don't like seeing somebody celebrate on your field. So it's just, I guess, good fuel going into the offseason.
I don't know how many of y'all do this after games. I do this all the time. I will go listen to the news conferences all the time, the second it goes up, and I get my alerts because I want to know how they're feeling right after they know their season has just ended. I want to be one of the first to comment on it. I want to be one of the first to hear it because you really can tell who somebody is in those tough moments. Because after the fact, when you have time to reflect, when you're able to sit down with your agent, with your publicist, with your manager, you are able to kind of get a lot of opinions on how you should go about handling yourself. But in those moments, pretty much right after games, you're raw. You're speaking from the heart. It's not filtered. It's not meant to be a hidden message. You say what's on your mind. You're speaking from the gut. And when I listen to Aaron Judge speak, sounds like a manager. He's never pointing fingers at anybody. He's never blaming anybody. He's never insulting the opposition. That's why he's the Yankee captain. And fans of the New York Yankees, they expect to win every single year. If you do not win in pinstripes, it is considered a disappointment. I don't care if it's the 80s. I don't care if it's the 2020s. I don't care if it's the 30s and 40s. That is the expectation of playing for the New York Yankees. Well, all they did was win 8 straight to close out the season and tie for the best record in the American League. All they did was by a mile have the best run differential. And it's just unfortunate that they tied the Blue Jays for the best record in the American League. And as a result of the two same teams in the division having the same record, they went with the tiebreaker. So the Yankees unfortunately had to take the first wild card. And it's also unfortunate that the Yankees don't make it back to the ALCS because they were looking to avenge a World Series loss where they were genuinely swept by the Dodgers. But here's how I also look at it. They were able to win the most wins in the American League along with the Blue Jays without their ace, without their best pitcher on the mound in Gerrit Cole due to Tommy John surgery. Well, that doesn't get brought up enough. And so we can't get lost in that. What we also can't get lost in is the clutch factor of Aaron Judge, because the mental toughness wasn't just revealed, it shined. And yeah, the Yankees, they lost the game. They lost the series. But Judge shifted and completely changed the narrative on who he is in the month of October. He is a big-time player. He is clutch. He is potent. He is reliable. I don't know how many times you could have said that about Aaron Judge in the playoffs prior to 2025. And by the way, that 3-home run game that he had, it was the most home runs in an elimination game. He is tied now with David Ortiz for the postseason record of 6. And once Judge made contact, it shifted the momentum of this series. It's just a shame that the others weren't able to hold up then end of the bargain in game number 4, where again, outside of Aaron Judge, hitters 1 through 8 didn't even bat 100 collectively. And again, it goes back to not allowing at your best to feel all high and mighty, and at your worst, allow yourself to dig a hole and never want to come out. Because we played you those clips of game number 3. We played you those clips of game number 4. It sounds the exact same. And in the past 30 years, Ryan Botcher, you ready for some trivia, man? You're a big baseball guy.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready.
You can do this, brother. I believe in you, Botcher. The last 30 years, how many captains have there been for your favorite team, the New York Yankees?
For the Yankees, how many captains?
Yeah. Last 30.
2.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Jeter and Judge.
That's it. That's it. Now, let me ask you another question. When was Judge named captain?
When he re-signed. So, is it 2023?
2022.
Duh, the year off.
So, year 5. Jeter was year 8. Jeter had to win 4 World Series and make 5 World Series appearances. And that's when he was named captain. Judge never even got to a World Series at any point in his career by that point. But the Yankees brass knew who they had in Aaron Judge. Folks, when you're the captain of the Yankees, there may not be a more respected position in all of sports. There have been just 2 in the last 30 years. I mean, even in Green Bay, where they can't miss a quarterback, there's been 3 quarterbacks in the last 30 years. There's been more than 3. Hi, Matt Flynn. So you talk about Judge and his ability to not just be a factor, but be the factor. That's got to feel really good if you're a Yankees fan. And when you get Gerrit Cole back on the mound in 2026, you really got to like their chances. Now, here's the other component to this. I had a fan ask me this in the first hour, and I've had a couple people reach out to me about this on social media as well. And what your belief tells you is that Aaron Boone is not the right man for this job and that he's somehow in over his head, that he doesn't hold the players nearly accountable enough. Well, let me enlighten you on what Aaron Boone has accomplished as the Yankees manager. He is top 10 all time in the 150-plus year of Major League Baseball When it comes to win percentage, he is one of the 10 winningest managers in MLB history. And he is signed through at least 2027. And he gets along with the players, and he gets along with ownership, and he gets along with management, with Brian Cashman, and he gets along with the media. You don't think he's going to be around for the long term? You know better. You know he is. And winning a World Series, he said it himself in the postgame press conference, man. He's still chasing it. It's hard. It's hard. Barry Bonds, you know, performance-enhancing drugs and all, is the greatest hitter that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I was not alive for Willie Mays. I was not alive for Mickey Mantle. I was not alive for Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. Barry Bonds is the greatest hitter I have ever seen. If you left the ball a little bit over the plate and you missed your spot by a centimeter, gone. That ball was 400 plus feet out, and if it was in San Francisco, you know it was finding its way to McCovey Cove. That's the greatest hitter I think most people have ever seen. Barry Bonds played for almost a quarter of a century. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. It is hard. But what you know is that you have the right guy to get you over that hard, to get you over that hump. That is Aaron Judge, and they have the right guy managing Aaron Judge, and it's an Aaron, just in this case, it's Boone. One of the 10 winningest managers of all time in terms of winning percentage, and the only other active manager to win 60% of their games in their career is a guy by the name of Dave Roberts, who, oh, by the way, might be winning World Series number 3 as the Dodgers manager come 2025 by the end of this postseason. So anyone thinking that the Yankees are better off without Aaron Boone, I would challenge you and say, then who? Who would be the replacement? Who for a decade would have this Yankees franchise winning 60% of their games? Who would tie for the best record in the American League without their ace for the entire season? Tell me who's out there. Is it Bobby Valentine? Is it Mike Socha? Is it Tony La Russa? So he can have another miserable season as he shouldn't be a manager? Is it Bruce Bochy? Most recently parted ways with the Texas Rangers? You tell me somebody out there that you believe would be a better fit for the New York Yankees. Is it Ozzie Guillen? Because outside of 2005, how great has he been? So my point is, it's easy to point the finger when the Yankees come up short because they're the New York Yankees. But if you really take a step back and don't look at this from a 30,000-foot view, but really look at this up close and personal, you realize the Yankees had themselves a pretty good season, all things considered. And they just went up against a team that was healthier and took advantage of that tiebreak and got the momentum of this series from jump. And that was because they are so good at home and they never looked back. Aaron Boone, he talked about falling short after their series loss. Let's take a listen.
The awful part of this is the journey you go on, that, and this has been a tough year for me personally, you know, but all you go through to kind of become this kind of team you think can really do something special, and for it to abruptly end is always difficult.
I cannot believe someone asked him if he should not be the manager next year, according to this really exquisite cut sheet that is designed by Ryan Botcher. Botcher, play this particular clip. I want to hear this.
No, I'm under contract, so no, I don't expect anything. Yeah.
All right, Botcher, but before we go to break, I want to tap your brain here. So this guy is one of the 10 winningest managers in the history of Major League Baseball, okay? They're essentially in the playoffs every single year. They've been to a World Series as recently as 2024. They just happen to run up against the modern-day Babe Ruth And oh yeah, that team also had three other MVPs playing for it. Do you feel like because Aaron Boone is in New York, he gets an extra set of scrutiny as a result of that? Or do you feel like the chatter and the conversation and the questions about his job status afterwards are appropriate?
When I see Aaron Boone, I think, is he making the playoffs every year because of his managing? Or is he making it because of Brian Cashman's ability to spend money on talent? And with how many times he's been in the playoffs, been to the World Series once, you can maybe put 1 year or 2 years on the Astros cheating. But at this point, you have to be able to take a team and win. I don't see how the message going across in the Yankees locker room is not going stale with how this guy's probably preaching every single year to the team, where it's, hey, we'll get him next year, guys. Just don't drop a ball in center field, or, you know, just don't get hurt. So it's just, I think maybe a new voice could help the Yankees, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, yeah, give him more chances just because of, like you said, the injuries and a lot of extra factors.
So Botcher, you're a very knowledgeable sports person. Who's the most successful head coach in the history of the Buffalo Bills?
Parcells? I don't know. I'm not a football guy like that.
Fair enough. So there's no debate to this. It's Marv Levy. Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame. Marv Levy is considered one of the greatest coaches in football history. Not pro, football history. Never won a Super Bowl. Never won a Super Bowl. Botcher, if you go to Buffalo, if you go anywhere near upstate New York and you mention the name Marv Levy, he is royalty there. And what's the difference? Well, the difference is one location is in Buffalo, where it's not if you don't win at all, you're a loser. The difference here is he's managing the Yankees, and what comes with that is unrealistic and irrational expectations. There are so many great coaches in all sports that don't win at all. And to me, if we're going to define coaches because of a championship, well, then Brian Billick is royalty. And John Gruden is royalty. And Gary Kubiak is royalty. But I guarantee you people in Minnesota would take Bud Grant 7 times out of 7 days of the week and not think twice about it before they ever took John Gruden, Brian Billick, or Gary Kubiak. I just think we put too much of an emphasis, too much importance on that sought-after championship, because only one team wins it every year. But when you're competitive in every single year that you manage and that you coach, that has to count for something. But because it's the New York Yankees, if you don't win a World Series, then you suck. Then you're overrated. Then you're a waste of airtime. You're a waste of space. You're no good. And that's not fair. And when this is one of the 10 winningest managers in the 150-year history of Major League Baseball, the guy shouldn't be having to answer questions after the game, should you or should you not be the manager next year, especially when it is well documented that he is under contract until 2027.
I would just say the standard in baseball compared to the standard in every other sport is a little different, because NFL, hard cap, is a thing. MLB, Yankees are consistently top 5, top 3 in spending every year. And just to be acknowledged to be one of the greatest managers is tough to make the Hall of Fame. So I just think your top 3 spending, top 5 spending, the last 10 years, and you're still not getting the championship when there's a big gap in pay,
right,
in the effort you're trying to win over some of these other teams, where it's that I don't count it. Winning with the talent you have should be happening. Championships are needed for how much you're putting into it.
How'd the highest payroll team do this season?
Missed the playoffs by half a game? Not even half a game. Yeah, half a game.
They missed the playoffs. Yes, it could have been by 20 games. But like, I'm not saying that to rub it in, Because I thought Juan Soto got a raw deal. I thought he had a better year than people gave him credit for. Happened to set a career high in home runs. Should have made the All-Star team. I thought Alonso was very good. I think if I'm the Mets brass, I am finding a way to make him priority number one and keeping him and giving him the long-term extension that we all know he's worthy of. But that's not a guarantee. You can have the highest payroll. You know, Botcher, there was a time the New York Yankees had Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Jorge Posada, Mariano Rivera, Gary Sheffield, and we're talking first ballot Hall of Famers. They might have had 10 first ballot Hall of Famers on one squad. They couldn't get out of the first round. Baseball is a tough sport, man. It is not easy to win in baseball because it's so predicated on if you're hot at the right time. It's a lot similar to the NHL playoffs. I know we're up against it, but this is a good conversation we're having, and I appreciate your perspective on this. When we get back, NBA.com came out with some awards. We're going to reveal what those awards are. And a guy drafted during a Taco Bell commercial, he's one of those winners. We'll explain on the other side. This is The Good Shepherd in for JR right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This indeed is The Good Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. Number to join us is 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You know, the NBA, they come out with a prediction from writers, media personnel members of who's going to win the MVP, who is going to win the NBA's most improved player, who's going to win the NBA championship, and they do that on NBA.com. And a couple things that I wanted to highlight. The Oklahoma City Thunder, by a wide margin, are considered the favorites to hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy, and that would obviously make them back-to-back NBA champions. There is no question in my mind that OKC is the favorite. You talk about a team that won 68 regular season games last year, able to win 16 games, obviously, in the postseason. They are the third winningest team in NBA history if you combine regular season and postseason, and they bring back all nine of their key players from last year's title team. Not just the starters, SGA, Lou Dort, J-Dub, Chet Holmgren, Isaiah Hartenstein. They bring back the other Jalen Williams, Aaron Wiggins, Cason Wallace, and Alex Caruso. So that is certainly something to keep in mind. And I know there's a lot of people that respect the Thunder but aren't necessarily in love with them because there's nothing too scintillating about them. There's nothing stylistically that's that provocative, that's really that, you know, jaw-dropping. So there's going to be some teams that are going to have to step up and make it competitive for OKC. The other thing that I was pleasantly surprised about was they have Nikola Jokic winning his fourth MVP. And that's pretty cool when you consider this guy was drafted during a Taco Bell commercial. And from that 2014 NBA draft, just so we're all aware, the majority of guys picked in the first round aren't even in the NBA anymore. And LeBron James, the big news in the NBA, out with the sciatica injury. And so he is going to miss the first game of the regular season and will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. But it is amazing that we are still talking about a guy in year 23 that is relevant and one of the NBA's best players. He is not, though, going to win that coveted fifth MVP award. Nikola Jokic, I also like as the MVP winner for the 2025-2026 regular season. When we get back, we have Gerald Brown, SiriusXM NBA radio host, discussing with us the latest NBA major headlines, including what can we truly expect of a 40-year-old LeBron James who's logged more minutes than anyone else in regular season and postseason history. We'll get to Gerald Brown on the other side. Before we do anything else, let's get to our latest sports flash. Here's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's David Shepherd.
Welcome back, everybody. This is David Shepherd on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get back to your calls at the top of the hour, but we're joined by a good friend of mine and an excellent radio host in his own right. You can hear him on Sirius XM, the Bottom Line Sports Show, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. None other than Gerald Brown. G-Money, how you been, man?
Shep, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. I can't complain, man, at all.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, G. It really, really is, man. You've been a good friend over the years. You've been great on the Infinity Sports Network. And so, listen, man, we had a lot of people hitting me up about Giannis Antetokounmpo. G, we know this guy's loyalty. We understand he has now been in Milwaukee for 13 years. But the only guy that remains on that title team other than Giannis is the mayor, and not Sean Casey, but Bobby Portis. Gee, 2026-2027, what uniform is Giannis Antetokounmpo wearing?
You know, I really got to say, he might be in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform.
Okay.
I think, I think a lot's going to depend on how the Knicks start the season. Also, I think, you know, with the Bucks, the Lakers, it's going to be a domino effect in terms of teams that either get off to a great start or teams that struggle out the gate, maybe encounter an injury, and that will probably set things up when we get around the All-Star break and see, what teams will offer, specifically playoff teams, because I don't know, Shep, if the Knicks, honestly, what are you going to give up? And how much you're going to give up to get Giannis?
Give up everything.
At the biggest, you give up everything, here's my question.
Right.
Will his situation be better in New York or wherever he goes than it is in Milwaukee? I look at what John Horst and the Milwaukee Bucks have done. They have really, really tried to do a lot. And clearly, you know, the decision to say, hey, we're going to go into luxury tax, when they went out and got Dame and really tried to enhance that roster. But I think ultimately, you know, we heard this summer about the Brooklyn Nets and all the draft picks. And, you know, I was just thinking, I was like, yes, that is a trade that would benefit and help the Milwaukee Bucks going forward. But if you're Giannis and you're, you know, your aspirations is pretty much, I want to be playing for championships. Where do you go and what's going to still be there for you to be able to compete for a championship? So I think a lot is really going to depend on how these specific teams start the season, which will really dictate if there's going to be some type of movement of Giannis at the trade deadline. But I really believe he stays with the Milwaukee Bucks throughout the season. And perhaps if they do decide to go a different direction, both of them, this will be something that transpires in the offseason next year.
All right. Well, listen, many people in the Midwest are very happy to hear that. Again, we are joined by Gerald Brown, Sirius XM NBA radio host. You can follow him at Gerald, BLSS, on social media, on Twitter. And you, of course, can hear us on Sirius XM channel 375. LeBron is out for game number one with the sciatica. He will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. It is unreal to me that we are discussing a guy in year 23. It's obviously unprecedented. Not only is he the first player to play 23 seasons, but he is still a top 10 player in the NBA. But he's got that 2-8 postseason record in his last two playoff runs. How impressed have you been with LeBron, the player? But my also secondary question to that would be, how much longer are we going to have of LeBron one and done?
You know, I think it goes back to, like I said, you know, it kind of ties in with, you know, how the start of the season is going to be so pivotal for the Lakers, the Bucks, the Knicks.
Sure.
To see exactly how things go. And then, I mean, look, I've been saying this for quite some time. And, you know, in some way, I still believe the tea leaves and how everything is laid out, that, you know, LeBron ends up in New York. And that's why I said before where, you know, Giannis is a sexy pick and say, yeah. He makes a lot of sense. But if you look at the Knicks, Shep, and you look at the fact is that, look, if they struggle, right, getting out the gate, and they get around that trade deadline, and they, look, this is their best chance ever, you know, to get to an NBA Finals, and you say, well, look, we can get there, and LeBron, who is a guy that, honestly, he's probably going to be playing a very limited amount of games. They're really going to obviously monitor his minutes to keep him fresh for the postseason. But we all witnessed what Tom Brady did going down to my beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Going and taking that team and taking them to an NBA, a Super Bowl and winning an NFL Super Bowl. This would be ideal because, A, you have his guy in Mike Brown that's there. B, you don't have to sort of necessarily break the bank and really leave the cupboard bare. You add some pieces in there and I think make it very attractive for the Lakers who want size, especially to compete in that West. You know, I mean, if you look at the Knicks and you see LeBron that's there and obviously now that attention that he starved for,
sure,
and prays for, he gets it back in New York. So, I anticipate him to be very, very effective, but I think it's about managing him in year 23 in terms of saying, hey, look, we don't really need him, you know, the start of the season. We want him to really be in a space where obviously down the stretch and more importantly come the playoff push, and he is raring to go. So, I'm not saying that this is false about the sciatica. You know, I wish the best for him, but I wouldn't be surprised that they clearly buy in to the whole process of just really maintaining, you know, load management, if you will, for LeBron.
Gee, you bring up a great point. Again, we're joined by Gerald Brown of SiriusXM NBA Radio. You bring up a great point because let's just be real about LeBron's 2020 title. We all know it counts as a fourth NBA championship, but it's not looked at the same. It's just not by most people. It's looked at a cheap title where most guys couldn't care less about going to Orlando and being part of this social experiment. They don't win it in Los Angeles. They win it on neutral site. If he is able to go to New York and lift a Larry O'Brien trophy for the first time in what will be 53 years, G, and they have not been to an NBA Finals this century, if he's able to do that, and let's say he does it in just a simple trade swap of him and Kat, like let's say it's not Giannis going to New York and, you know, Dwayne Wade and Carmelo coming out of retirement and going to New York and CP3 saying, let me go to New York too and be part of the banana boat. Like if it's a legit trade swap and he can go to New York and get them to an NBA championship, and to your point, the East is wide open. Jason Tatum, we know he said he wants to be on the floor this season. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton is going to be back with Indiana in 2025-2026. Gee, this to me would be the most solidified, steadfast, case-closed argument you can make about LeBron finally taking that title from MJ as the greatest of all time. And you and I both know he can say whatever he wants publicly about not caring or giving a you-know-what about being part of this conversation. You and I damn well know he wants to be in the right side of this conversation, and that is the greatest of all time. And I can't think of a better way for him to finally do it than doing this because, gee, he ain't winning in L.A. Luka doesn't play defense. Austin Reeves doesn't play defense. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, look, that West is going to be a gauntlet because, Rick Mahorn and I were on the show a couple weeks back, and we were posing the question to say, you know, if you could say who is the legitimate favorite to come out of the West, it's a hard toss-up because it's probably four to maybe even six teams that you really have to really give a lot of, say, thought of saying perhaps that can happen. It's just too much at this stage of his career. And then, obviously, he goes to New York. And like you mentioned, all the stuff that's there, that solidifies him as perhaps an all-time great, that I won't say put him over Michael Jordan, but I would say that would put him really, really close to him. And I'll take it a step further. Look, you probably could put a package together that includes a guy like Mitchell Robinson and maybe either Mikal Bridges or OG Anunoby. And now you have still some pieces that, you know, now the Knicks go from, hey, let's, instead of making the NBA Finals, you can have an opportunity to perhaps win the NBA championship. And like you said, they would build a statue of LeBron. And LeBron would be loved and adored. And I just see it all playing out specifically with Mike Brown being at the helm as the head coach of the New York Knicks. And it just seems like it's all going to really depend on how well the Knicks play out the gate, as well as the Lakers moving forward, that we could potentially see LeBron do something like that at the trade deadline.
Absolutely. And again, we are joined by Gerald Brown of SiriusXM NBA Radio. This is the Good Shepherd filling in for the great JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network, and also heard for free on the Odyssey app. And in addition to that, channel 375 on SiriusXM. G, we got a minute and a half. I want to get you out with this, because we all know the West, in terms of getting out, is going to be heavily favored towards Oklahoma City Thunder. Who is their biggest threat?
Shep, I don't, you know, I want to say maybe Denver because of the experience, you know, but, you know, they lose Michael Porter Jr. They bring back Bruce Brown. I'm not really sold on the Houston Rockets simply because, you know what, Fred VanVleet is gone.
Yep.
You know, and what they're going to do is try to experiment with different things. I don't know. And, like, honestly, it's really going to be about matchups. That's the best answer I can provide for you, because I tell you this, they're going to be such great matchups that the way those matchups play out, I think we're going to see a team that potentially could be Dallas, it could be Minnesota, it could be the Clippers. You just don't know based upon the matchups come that first round. That will really dictate a lot. And based upon those matchups and how favorable they are for certain teams, I don't think this is the year. I think this is the first time in quite some time that we could sit back and say, if you poll a lot of people, there could be multiple different answers. I just don't believe that Oklahoma City, as great as they were last year, a lot of things played in their favor.
Absolutely.
A lot of lucky things transpired. You know, let's be honest. Tyrese Halliburton doesn't get hurt. The way that game started really, really posed a problem for the Thunder to really say that they were going to lay claim to an NBA championship. So I don't know if they're going to be able to repeat. It's very, very difficult. It's all going to be about the matchups come the playoffs, starting the first round in the Western Conference.
Well, G, it's a pleasure to have you on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA.com came out with their answers based off their polling of media members alike on who would win the major awards. And I thought, we can't get a better NBA guest than Gerald Brown breaking down the NBA season and headlines. It is a pleasure to have you, G. Make sure you follow him at Gerald BLSS. You can catch him on the Bottom Line Sports Show on SiriusXM NBA Radio, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every single Saturday morning. G, we'll do this again soon, man. It's a pleasure, brother. Enjoy the start to the NBA season, and thank you for making time for us.
Likewise. Always a pleasure, my friend. I appreciate it.
Likewise. That is the great Gerald Brown of SiriusXM NBA Radio. When we come back on the Infinity Sports Network, we will get to your calls. We know we've had people waiting patiently who want to weigh in on the MLB playoffs, want to weigh in on the start of the NBA season, want to weigh in, of course, on Shador Sanders. We will take your calls on the other side. And when we get back, we are also going to discuss in great detail this Thursday night football matchup between the Eagles and Giants. Good Shepherd in for JR. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.